part one of our interview with Chairman and CEO of Amusement Park Entertainment, Jimmy Smith. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
So I work out of Jesse's office because we were working on the long format stuff. Because David had done BMW film series.
Oh, wow.
So he was definitely big in that space. So I got to work from LA out of Jesse's office doing the long format stuff for David and BBDO.
Wow.
So he and Andrew Robertson brought me on over there and let me do my experimental thing over here. So we did some stuff for Snickers, where we had the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
For Snickers, where we turned them into super dope superheroes. So that was cool. And that was a long format thing. Those were mini web series, mini movies that ran online. Then we had Madonna for Motorola when they did the first iTunes phone. It wasn't the iPhone that had iTunes. It was the Motorola Rocker that had the iTunes in it. Yep.
And you worked with Madonna to launch that.
Yeah, we worked with, it was a phone booth. The whole idea was to say you can have music on your phone, right? Mm-hmm. So we had a phone booth out in the middle of a desert, and we had this teenager off in there. Madonna walked into the phone booth, but followed by her was Bootsy Collins, Little Richard, Beethoven, even Biggie at the end. By that time, it got Questlove from the Roots, Iggy Pop,
wow.
Frey. Was it the Frey? I can't remember which one it was, but it was so jam-packed.
The oldest spot to jam in here.
Yeah, it was all these musicians. It was jam-packed. And then the last dude to walk on was Biggie. And he had passed away by then.
Right,
and,
right.
But we still put him off in there, and Madonna goes, "Biggie, no!" And then from there, I went to Shiat. Shiat had gotten Gatorade.
Okay.
He had just gotten it. And I didn't know it at the time, but Lee had wanted to work with me for years. So it wasn't just me. It was mostly me, but Lee wanted to work together too. So he had admired my work from when I was at Wieden & Kennedy.
Okay.
So we finally got to work together on Gatorade.
Do you remember seeing Young Jimmy's book from
the
day I went?
He didn't remember.
No.
But he cracked up at the story. He didn't know the story. He thought that was funny. He used to have laughs off of that.
Oh, that's great. All right, so Gatorade took you to Shiat. Great work. I mean, was the intention for you to jump right into long form? And I mean, the two great campaigns that come to mind is Replay and also, I'm a Holy Grail fan, so the Holy G.
My man, give me some dap. Give me some dap.
That was like
right on.
It was spot on. It was amazing, and you know,
most underrated campaign there.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, well, it's about
that was fun.
It was probably when did it come out? It was before
2009. It was supposed to launch on the Super Bowl. That was the whole plan. When we did G,
yeah.
When we launched G, we didn't say what it was.
Right.
It was just a group of athletes and Lil Wayne explaining what the concept behind G was, and he ended it with that's G, and the G logo would come up, but it wasn't bolted with the lightning bolt, with the Gatorade. Okay. To let everybody know, oh, it must be Gatorade. And it was the number one most searched item on Google Trends.
Wow.
So that launched January 1st. So we were supposed to, for that all the way leading up to the Super Bowl, weren't gonna tell anybody, but there was a little bit of panic in some quarters and they made us bolt it. So we had to give up that, so cool. Cool. It's cool. It's a good looking logo. It's good.
Compromise.
It's good. And so then Quest for G was going to launch on Super Bowl and send everybody to this sports and entertainment website that we had created called missiong.com, because everything is built on the G, even
right,
to this day, you know, G series.
Integration campaign, start with the spot, send them to the web.
Yep. More panic. God bless them. And we about a week before Super Bowl, we had to change it up and figure something else out to do because they
week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now you're doing a different Super Bowl spot.
Yeah. That didn't go so well.
Well, they gave you all of a week to come.
But they were, you know, they were visionary enough to let us do the Jeep, which was still a radical.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, and that was one of my questions too. Yeah. It's like, you could do great work, but to get a client and a team that buys into it all.
Right, right. Had a couple of hiccups, but overall, they really stuck with it. And
I mean, you know, when you do something like that too, it's not just, there's so much involved. You know, we're going to get all these players, yeah. We're going to shoot here and here and here.
Well, it wasn't, the beauty of that entire launch wasn't just the commercials. It wasn't just the online videos. It was packaging.
Oh.
Right, we designed the Jeep. Myself, Lee, a cat named Jayanta Jenkins, Eric. Yeah, we designed that whole thing. And it started off with this cat. He came in, his name is Sham. We were looking for designers to come in and help us, you know, concept whatever the logo was going to be.
Okay.
And we had no idea it was going to be Jeep. We're just launching Gatorade, and we've figured out as it go. But the first thing we need to do is come up with a logo. So Jay had a buddy say, hey, we should bring in Sham. Sham is good. So Sham comes in. He had a bunch of logos, you know, a bunch of them. All of the freelance designers did. They had a bunch of logos. All right. And then he had this Jeep. And that's when I said, that's not only the logo, but that's the campaign. We should build everything around Jeep, which was obviously crazy. Because at the time, on the streets, you know, oh, that's Jeep. That meant that was dope. Yeah, G for gangsters and stuff like that. G for God, seventh letter in alphabet. And we had a planner, Scott McMaster, that went out and added, G is the gravitation, G is for gravity. So, that's right. And then they dug deep. It's not just gangsta, it's gangster. And they said, yeah. And we got the G-Man with the Giants. So it was this game about what all these G, and what you found with that letter, which was bugged out, is I think it has more things attached to it than, you know, anything else.
Yeah.
So.
But you took the whole, you know, distilled it down to one letter successfully and launched that. And now people, you own G now.
Yep.
That's
pretty
great.
Cool.
That was great. But whenever you can take a brand and own a letter or a color or something so, you know, something so simplified, it's like a huge.
Well, that was a dope team between, you know, Lee Clow, Jayanta Jenkins, Brent and Steve, who originally came up with the underpinnings of Replay. I mean, it was Donna Lamar, who came up with your quest for G. Her, Donna Lamar and Javier Castillo came up with quest for G.
Quest for G.
So you,
you mentioned Replay. We didn't talk about that. Replay, so it was amazing. Now, how'd that develop, and was the original intention to? Well, it was a big concept. And it was not even in your control. You're talking about getting teams together that, who knows if you can get 15 people or, you know, two squads of 11, who knows, and you guys did it.
Right. Well, we had, none of that would have existed without MissionG.com. MissionG.com was designed to be a sports and entertainment website.
Okay.
And the whole thing was, We had convinced successfully Gatorade that you can't keep talking. They want to reach a younger demographic. They felt like they were getting too old and unhip and uncool. So we told them, you can't just sit up there and keep doing TV commercials and hope that that's going to get it done like it used to 10 years ago or whatnot.
Right.
You have to go after these kids in a new variety of ways. And what Mission G was supposed to be, on top of videos, supposed to be able to download apps from Mission G. It was going to be a whole sports and entertainment portal for all different types of platforms. And again, to Gatorade's credit, Sarah Robb O'Hagan is the one that headed up G from the client side. Another woman named Carla was her right-hand woman, Carla Hassan. And between those two, and then obviously Indra and a cat over there named Massimo approved it over at Pepsi. But
okay. They
had to see that, and it was hard.
Sure.
But you, I can't tell you how many clients you go to, you present, and they don't see it and don't approve it and don't do it.
Help them see your vision.
So, and then, I'm working with a legend, with, we all were with Lee Clow. So we, you know, it was fun. So getting to that, we convinced them that they needed missiong.com, a sports and entertainment portal. And they bought off on that. So then, okay, man, we sold it. We need content for it. So I grouped the teams up and then told them how to have at it. Sometimes we go, and Donna and Javier were really great in this, going, okay, we need one targeting women athletes.
Right.
Another one targeting 12 to 17 year olds, so on and so forth. And one of them, we had to fill it up with content, right? So we, Donna Lamar, Javier Castillo, we broke down as a team on what kinds of shows we needed. So we acted like a network.
Wow.
And while all of this is going on at the same time. We're creating content and having to shoot the content to launch on the Super Bowl. We're shooting Quest for G in Spain. All of this is going on at the same time. We're shooting the black and white G launch G manifesto spot with Lil Wayne,
right.
And there's more. All print the packaging, the labels, stuff in store, POP, all that kind of stuff is going on at the same time. So it was nutty. So then when we're doing all of this and we're coming up with the ideas for the shows, Brent and Steve had the assignment for G2. And G2 is different from Gatorade. Gatorade is targeting 12 to 17 year olds. They're burning up calories before it even hits the stomach, right? They eat something before it even is burned up and gone. Whereas obviously as you age, you start getting later 30s, later 20s, early 30s, metabolism starts to slow up a bit. So the calories in G2 have been cut. So we need to come up with a show to target that demographic. And they came to me with, I believe they called it Quest of a Champion or something like that. It had Champions of a Quest. And I believe the original idea was to have, you know, go back to like Kevin Garnett's school and have Kevin Garnett root on his team, you know, help train his team,
right,
and whoever else went to another school root on their team. But I don't think it was the back 10 years or anything that. I don't think it was like that. And then but together as a team, me, Brent, and Steve cooked that thing up. And those dudes are brilliant off the skillet. And they did the rest.
Those concepts, don't you go, that is great. How are we get these people to sign in, and, you know.
How you get them to sign in?
The 16 years ago, football has-beens or might-have-beens to come back. I mean, that was the most inspiring part, is you were able to do that.
Yeah.
These guys trained in, I think, 2 months it was.
Well, no, that wasn't hard. I mean, I changed, well, one thing I did do, which changed the name from Champions of whatever to Replay. So that when you go back to somebody, that's like saying, you know, everybody in this room, you and I would go, if you could change anything, what would you want to change? What would you like to do over? You know, that's what you have as a kid, right? Do over, yeah.
Do over.
Right? Good. That would have been a good name. But do over. So it was, dude, they went nuts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be able to put on the helmet, strap on the shoulder pads, and
So it wasn't a hard sell.
Everybody was in. That was easy. That was the easiest part. And then once we did the first one, which was the Easton versus Phillipsburg, we found this school in, two schools in Detroit for hockey. Kid had his neck slit. And these kids, when I call them kids, you know, these young adults were calling in and emailing and going on Facebook, do my team, going to Twitter, do my team. So Brent and Steve found that team with the kid with his neck slit. Next one was a double buzzer and a playoff game in Chicago. And the kid shoots, misses. Tips it back in, so which one counts? When he missed it, team A wins. When he makes it, team B, his team wins. Team B, so which one? And they took the you know, took one. So it didn't matter, whoever.
So that's a good replay.
And so we replayed that one. But the one, the big one is they're working on a movie. Sony's working on a movie as
okay,
we speak.
I was gonna ask about that.
Yeah.
So somebody did
yeah.
sign on, it's gonna be Sony?
It's gonna be Sony, and which is not cool. The coolest thing in the world to me, my name won't be on it, and none of our team mates, Brent and Steve, names won't be on it. So that's not too cool.
That isn't cool.
No.
Why is that?
They have a tendency to do that. The same thing happened with Space Jam. Wait, on Space Jam, I do believe Griswold, Jim did get his name on there, just like towards the end, he got some DAP, special consultant or something like that. Special
that
thanks.
Space Jam came from where?
From Jim Griswold, who was
like
my counterpart back in the day at Wieden and Kennedy, legend.
Okay.
Bo Knows, Spike Lee and Michael Jordan, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, and that was one of them.
Wow.
So that's really why what set up this place is because we in the advertising industry, we come up with these ideas that end up becoming bigger.
Right.
This ain't like back in the 50s and 60s where it's a TV campaign, runs on TV, and it's done, never heard from again, or unless you're watching the 100 Greatest Commercials reel or something like that, right?
Right.
These things have the potential and do go on to become multi-billion dollar businesses in and of itself. Like Space Jam made close to $4 billion.
Jeez.
So to give, you know, you got to have some perspective on what you're doing
right.
when you're creating these things for clients. And clients are great. They're awesome. Like even on Replay, Gatorade gave us the opportunity to be involved with it from a financial credit
right.
end, but some things didn't turn out so well. Not any fault of them.
But they get it as part of their campaign. They get it as part of their brand. Equity, you know, that
oh, it's
surprising
huge.
That was, you know, I don't think that's an easy task.
It's, you know, dude, I don't know. It's not really, it's really not that hard. If you do.
Not hard when you're gym.
No, it's not hard for, it's not.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, because you've got the reputation of making it work for the brands. But yeah, I mean, I think everybody should be thinking about it.
It's, if you go back, man, and look at some of the things that have happened. For instance, Jerry, we are primed and really more in a position mentally and creatively to do the entertainment thing than anybody else. Because think about it, as an ad guy, first of all, you gotta, especially in this day and age, in the 21st century, as an ad guy, you have to, when you were coming up, at least when I was coming up, you gotta go, even to this day, but back in the day, I remember presenting my creative director a print ad, right? And he goes, yeah, it's really good. It's really good. How's it going to work on TV? No, it's a great print ad though, right? How's it going to work on radio? How's it going to work in the outdoor? Okay, dude, I got it. All right.
So
you're thinking like that. So in this day and age, right, you in the entertainment world, you have, say you start with a feature film. You got the film. Well, if it's one of those blockbuster, like, you know, Hunger Games, whatever type of joint, it's got to have a video game.
Right.
If it's got to have a video game, it's got to have the app. It's got to have the app. It's got to be, you know, it got to be have some stuff online and so on and so it goes, right? Oh, where's the soundtrack? Got to have music. So as an ad person, you're sitting up there doing that already. If you're doing working on TV, internet, whatever, an app, you're working in digital. You're working in creating little videos that are gonna go, hopefully go viral. You're creating a piece of film that hopefully will go big online. Hopefully it'll blow up on TV. Oh shoot, we're working with Lil Wayne, or we're working with Kanye, or we're working with the Black Keys. You know, so you're working in all of those, in a variety of media, a variety of ways of creative expression. It's not that hard, Jen, to just translate that and make it something more longer format. And it has happened. Look at Jerry Bruckheimer. That was an ad dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was an ad. That was an ad guy. He was a producer.
Wow.
And then the cats over at Leo Burnett back in the day did the little Pop Warner football joint for McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Became Little Giants. Steven Spielberg saw it and said, hey, cause a team up. Y'all want to turn that into a film? It did. I have one. What's the joint that I did? You know, I'm We did the Nike Font campaign, which took place in 1975. We created a ABA team, the Roswell Ray Guns. A cat who used to work at Wyden. I say he did this. Next thing you know, it becomes a basketball movie with Will Ferrell. So it happens.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
It's just, still seems new. Like, you know, all brands aren't buying into it, and which I think is great. It's your position to be that agency that recognizes it, and it's the place to go. I mean, everybody says if you want to do something, you just do that one thing really well, and then when somebody needs to get that done, they know where to go, and that's you.
No, thank you. Yeah, and some other examples. All we're doing too is, with the exception of the digital component, all we're doing is rewinding the clock. Popeye the Sailor Man was the spinach farmers. That's what that was created for. That
oh,
was
really?
Them. They get you to eat more spinach. That was their Got Milk campaign. They just did it as a cartoon with Popeye.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody knows that.
Right?
That's amazing.
So, and obviously soap operas came from, you know, P&G and all of that. They were doing entertainment.
Right.
So it's not, it's really not that new. It's somehow we got away from, you know, that you can express and communicate and deliver messages and things outside of a 30-second commercial. We got away from believing that you could.
The delivery is the other part. Like, we're a smaller agency, so we're preaching it hard because you don't have to have 40 million in media to launch a show or a spot. I love that you call it shows when you're talking about creating content for Mission G, and so we're preaching the same thing, and you don't have to have. Look, this might not end up on TV, you know, this is going to end up on the web.
Right.
And can move your brand forward without running a TV spot.
Dig it.
And I get it, and I think a lot of people still do, but it's so many when I present them.
That's it for part one of our interview with Jimmy Smith. Tune in next week for part two.
So I contacted all the big ones. Nah, couldn't get a rattlesnake to bite me. And then
you did your thing.
According
to her book, right?
Yeah, according to her book. And she said she was wrong. She said, if you're a writer, don't worry about the art direction because they just want to know that you're able to write. Now, she was right. That should have been the proper way to go about it if you're a writer. But that wasn't. Everybody kept saying, well, you need, you know, your visuals aren't that good. Your art direction. I said, I know, dude. I'm right. So look at my writing, but they couldn't seem to do that.
Next week on The Buzz Bubble.